Radio's group chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat.
With Valerie McHugh.
You talking about it.
The sun is shining, the long evenings are here, and suddenly everyone's looking at their bank account wondering, how can I actually get away this summer without spending a fortune that I don't have? Whether you're planning a romantic break, a weekend away with your friends, a family staycation, or just looking for an affordable escape, Ireland has plenty to offer, from scenic road trips and hidden gems to camping spots and adventure-filled getaways. Travel journalist Melanie May joins me now. Melanie, let's break it down by different types of travellers, maybe. If you're a couple looking for a relaxed escape, first of all, maybe looking for somewhere peaceful with a little bit of nice grub, scenery and a chance to switch off, where would you recommend?
So if you want to switch off, I'm going to recommend that you go to Leitrim. So it's like the most underpopulated county. So you are not going to be meeting any of the crowds. So my tips for traveling this summer is not to go to the tourist hotspots, because they are actually going to be filled with foreign tourists this time of year. So you're talking about hire cars, people that maybe aren't familiar with the roads. You've also got massive tour buses and coaches of people as well. So this time of year, it's best to avoid those big hotspot holiday areas and start going to the lesser like talked about destinations. For me, for a couple, Leitrim. I absolutely loved my time in Leitrim. It's so relaxing. There's not that many crowds and there's absolutely loads to do. So I've done paddleboarding down the Drumshambo River. You can get a guided one and learn all about the wildlife. And then it opens out onto Acres Lake, which has this amazing floating boardwalk on it. You can rent electric bikes. You can go walking along the Greenway. There are some really cool places to chill out and fuel up and relax afterwards. And there's some really beautiful traditional bed and breakfast there as well that can be incredibly romantic.
We're all about the romance, aren't we? And I love hearing about those romantic places you can sneak away to. Who would have thought that Leitrim would have been the romantic place? In all fairness, Leitrim is an absolutely stunning county. I'm really glad we're giving it the love that it deserves. What about, though, for maybe a group of people in their 20s and their 30s who are looking for something a bit more lively than the relaxing reset? Maybe something with activities and adventure and good nightlife and something memorable. Where should they go?
I've got two destinations in mind that I love going to with mates. And the first one is Sligo. So if you're very active and love the outdoors, and if you're going to be out in this weather, absolutely go for it. So in Sligo, there is absolutely loads of incredibly beautiful scenic walks, like the Glenniff Horseshoe Walk. You can go out and explore Mullaghmore Head. You can do surfing out there, you know, chill out on the beach, just have a picnic, incredible views. So you can kind of take Sligo as wild or as mild as you like. That's what I like to say. The food there, seafood, fresh food, local ingredients, and the producers around there, they're really into highlighting what grows in the area. You can also do things like at nighttime, you know, when sometimes I always feel sometimes in Ireland at nighttime, it kind of shuts down. But actually in Sligo, you can do history and mystery walking tours, like a dark tale walking tour. So that would be a really cool thing to do, like before or after dinner. And then there's really cool places to stay right on the beach or right under the mountains or right under Benbulbin. And there's some great driving roads around there as well. So that's where I would say, oh, and also in Sligo, after all that activity, there are some really great seaweed baths and old bathhouses as well. So not just the ones where you're on like the barrels and the beaches. And Clare, kind of for the exact same reason, there are so many adventure activities to do in Clare, especially around the water. So you're kayaking, you're diving. There's like cliff diving, like all those sorts of adventures as well. Plus you also have the cliffs if you wanted to tick off a bucket list item if you haven't been to Cliffs of Moher yet. And great coastal drives out to lighthouses too.
That's such a nice mix of activities there that you've mentioned. Okay, Sligo and Clare on the bucket list. What about for families that are balancing entertaining kids and adults at the same time without wanting to break the bank, of course?
Okay, right. So one of the great places for that is actually if you head over to Kildare. So Kildare is great because you've got a lot of activities, but also a lot of outdoor in nature. So when you've got the kids with you and you've riled them up with all these really cool activities, you can then wind them back down with some great nature and some really good food as well. So in Kildare, you have Mondello Park, which is Ireland's only international racing circuit. You could do a whole experience out there with the whole family. Depending what you're into, you could head over to Newbridge Silverware and go to the museum there. And the museum is like of kind of pop culture history. So there's costumes and dresses worn by Princess Diana, by the Beatles, by really famous people. And that's always interesting. You've also got the Riverbank Arts Centre there. And depending on the time of year that you go, there's loads of arts on, but they also do like a children's cinema club as well. So if you decided to go and the weather wasn't that great, that's always a great indoor thing to do. You can go to the Irish National Stud, which has the Japanese Gardens and St. Finchra's Gardens. So beautiful in this weather. And then you can go to the National Stud. And inside the National Stud, they actually have like a race course thoroughbred experience. And you can train your horse and then race it in a race simulation at the end, which is like your heart rate is going. You feel like you're actually on the horse. So you're getting all of that adrenaline up after the piece. And you head to Kildare Village then if you want to do a bit of shopping. There's some wonderful, cozy, like traditional pub grub around there as well. You've got the canal. And there's also new for this summer, at Red Hills Adventure, they have just launched Ireland's longest slip and slide. Like that in this weather, that is all you want to be doing. And that is so family friendly. They also have loads of other outdoor activities there, like archery and party packs and, you know, cafe and everything like that. And then you also have some like heritage centres and some bogs to kind of walk around. I know that doesn't sound very exciting, but if you're into biodiversity and really getting into the heart of, you know, the Irish landscape, that's a great place to go.
A lot of amazing suggestions there. Ireland's longest slip and slide? That would be exactly what you'd want in this type of weather. You are correct. Even as a grown up, not necessarily just as a child. There are people that will think that holidaying abroad perhaps brings better value because it can be expensive to staycation here in Ireland. What would your top tips be for people trying to go on a trip and give Ireland the love it deserves while also remaining on a bit of a budget?
Okay, so your best friend, if you've left everything to the last minute, your best friend is flexibility. So in Ireland, it's wonderful. The best thing you can do with accommodation and stuff is to ring up the accommodation direct. If you ring up the hotels or the B&Bs direct, you'll usually get the best value. And as I said that, don't just look at hotels, look at bed and breakfasts. They're really beautiful places to stay in Ireland. Look at camping sites. Look at anything other than the big hotels there as well. If you can travel midweek, I know that's a luxury for a lot of people, but if you can, prices are going to be cheaper as well. And then just like factor in things like you're going to be paying petrol if you're driving. Could you take public transport? You don't have to pay for tolls then as well. Could you maybe bring your own snacks in the car just for the days that you're traveling there and not? I know that's not much like of being on a holiday, but it's just, you know, some little tips.
What about if people are thinking of going abroad regardless? What is on, I suppose, good value at the minute? So what places are the best places to think about visiting?
Well, actually, the cheapest place at the moment is Tirana in Albania, and which is really handy because Ryanair have just launched flights this year from Dublin to Tirana in Albania. So anywhere around the Balkans area is going to be really great value at the moment. So you're looking at Sarajevo in Bosnia and Herzegovina. You're looking at Montenegro, Serbia, North Macedonia. Romania is one of the great places to go for value, but also for safety as well. If you want to go with your family, they have in Romania, there are some incredible coastal resorts where like all the rich people go. But actually, for us in Ireland, it's still quite affordable. You've also got the mountain region where you can go hiking. And you also have Bucharest, which is a really great city to go and visit. And I did a whole road trip through the countryside of Romania and thoroughly enjoyed myself. Would really recommend there. But anywhere around that region in the Balkans is going to be really good value.
What's one travel trend you think is going to be big this summer? You're the perfect person to ask about this as someone who is a travel journalist, but also travels all of the time. Is there anything you've picked up on?
Yes. So there's a couple of things. So last year, you know, like when the TV shows come out and people will always go to the destinations where, you know, so this year it's supposed to be all about novel travel. So actually, or literary travel. So people going where their favorite books are written. But so like Winnie the Pooh, it, over to England, the Cotswolds, places like that. But also Cookations, those buzzwords, what are they like? But that idea of not going to Greece or Spain in the middle of the summer and baking, but actually going to somewhere like Helsinki or going over to like Sweden or somewhere further north or over to here in Ireland where the temperatures are a lot cooler. So that's one of the trends that they're predicting, is that Irish tourism will go up because of our more temperate and cooler climate.
Which I'm sure you would welcome, because Ireland is a wonderful place to visit. If people are kind of maybe on the fence on whether where they should take a holiday this year, whether it is in Ireland or whether it is abroad, what would you say to encourage them to come here to Ireland?
See, I think you have to remember that Ireland is a bucket list destination for so many people around the world. Like, you hear, and especially hear it from Americans, saying it's their dream to come to Ireland, or you meet them here in Ireland and they're like, you know, we've saved up so much money, we couldn't wait to come here. And I think sometimes we don't appreciate how much other people appreciate Ireland. And if we take a step back to look at how many people come here to appreciate what we have, I think we can kind of go, oh yeah, we do have some really good stuff. We have Newgrange, which are older than the pyramids in Egypt. We have like so much history, so much culture, so much incredible scenery. We've got mountains inland. We're an island, so we're surrounded by water. And I think once we take a step back and realize everything we have on our doorstep, and actually how much less stress there is staying home to do a holiday rather than getting on a ferry or getting on a plane, especially if you've got kids in tow, I think then it makes a lot more sense and it makes Ireland seem a lot more desirable. And of course, when the weather is like this, there's nowhere else, is there?
There's nowhere else anyone would rather be. Thank you so much, Melanie, for having a chat with me this evening about this, and enjoy the hot weather.
You too.
Hi, Radio Scoop Chat.
My favorite thing is,
if you're talking about it, we're talking about it
on iRadio's Group Chat
with Valerie McHugh.
Keep talking about it.